Welcome, folks, to the final episode of Season 4 of the Pogel Podcast. I am your host, Wayne Pearson. We always like to end our podcast seasons by celebrating two special awards that are given to acknowledge folks who have made significant contributions to the work of the project. The first award is the Pogel Early Achievement Award, otherwise known as the Peach Award. This recognition goes to new practitioners who have made notable accomplishments early in their time with the project. The 2024 award winners are Amy Steele, Cornerstone Christian School, Olympia, Washington, and Kayla Heffernan, University of Pittsburgh, Greensburg, PA. Let's listen in as Alex Grishow talks with Amy and Kayla about their time with Pogel and what it means to them to win the Peach Award.
I am delighted to be able to speak with our Peach Award winners, and I'm here with Amy Steele and Kayla Heffernan. So welcome to you both. And so, you know, like with this sort of award, we like to get to know a little bit about each of you and sort of what brought you in. So Amy, I'm going to start with you and just sort of say and ask, how did you get started in the Pogel Project?
Well, that's a great question, and it's quite a funny story. But if you know Mary,
they usually are.
If you know Mary Sullivan, it's her fault. So
I've never heard that before either.
I will say it just was a really providential thing for me. About 12 years ago, I started teaching. I started teaching at Cornerstone 13 years ago, but about 12 years ago, we found ourselves in need of a science teacher. And my original certification was in middle school science, and that I hadn't actually taught middle school science in a long time. And so my principal said, hey, I found this wonderful workshop at Point Loma with BioLogos, and why don't you apply and see what you can do? And I applied and I didn't get in. And so like 2 weeks maybe before the workshop was due to start, they called and they said, hey, we had a spot open up. Would you be interested in coming? And I was like, absolutely. And then I hung up the phone and tried to find childcare for my then 2-year-old and scramble for flights and made my way down to Point Loma. And I met Mary at that workshop, Biology by the Sea, sponsored by BioLogos. And she was talking about Pogels a lot that week. And Mary and I hit it off. We're pretty simpatico in a lot of ways. We get on well with a lot of things. And we hit it off and had a great time together that week. And it was actually a program that stretched over 3 years. So Mary and I stayed in contact quite a lot. And during that time, you know, I'm looking for new curriculum. I'm looking for shoestring stuff we can do that doesn't cost a lot, but that is really effective. And Mary started talking to me about Pogels. And at some point, kind of towards the end of our time in BioLogos, I think I came to like an intro workshop on Pogel. And I loved it. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this would be perfect for what we do at Cornerstone, the way we teach and our philosophy of education with small classes and learning a lot of process skills. And so I started adapting some high school ones for middle school at that point. Right. And maybe not telling my middle schoolers they were doing high school Pogels. Just like, look at this.
Try it out. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. And it was hard. It took a little longer in terms of hard. It took them a little longer, but they actually were really able to do well with it. And that's kind of where we got the idea to adapt some of those activities and create new ones for a collection geared more towards middle school to early high school. So, and that's kind of where it all started. So,
okay. Yeah. So Kayla, can you tell us a little bit about how you got roped in got started with Pogel?
I guess you could call it roped in. So back in 2019, I'm at the University of Pittsburgh at Greensburg. So it's a smaller regional campus, but we still get all the benefits of the University of Pittsburgh. So our provost at the time was releasing a lot of grants that was focused more on innovative teaching styles. And our teaching and learning center had released a grant called the Course Incubator Grant that my vice president had heard about. And basically it was for like large scale classrooms to incorporate some innovative teaching techniques. Mm-hmm. And she had recently gone to a conference. I don't know what conference it was, but they had some sort of presentation on chemistry POGL. And she, as soon as she heard about this grant, it's for classes that have high fail rates. And on our campus, we don't have remedial math classes. So the lowest level math class we have on our campus is college algebra, but we have a very large population of students just not placing into algebra. So she came up with this idea of presenting to me of using POGL in algebra in a double section on our campus. And I was like, okay. I had never heard of POGL. I had used my background. I have a secondary ed math certification. Mm-hmm. My PhD is in education. So I had some experience with guided inquiry, but never heard of POGL. So I started, you know, looking into it, ended up writing this grant, got the grant. But in the meantime, there's like kind of two parts of the grant. And with the smaller amount of funding that we got to start, I went to a POGL workshop, like the mm-hmm. introduction style workshop. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. Let me find algebra activities.
There weren't any.
I mean, I searched high and low for those things and I couldn't find anything. So I ended up buying the calculus book and I was like, I can do this, right? I can write some activities. And then ended up writing a couple, going to the writer's retreat. And that's mm-hmm. when Rick stayed after and was like, hey, I heard you're thinking of doing this in algebra. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it slowly turned into, what do you think about writing a whole book?
Yeah. I'm just going to say that both of you have a common thread here of you've talked to one person or another and they kind of said, hey, I think this might be something you can do. You know, Rick and Mary are both notorious for, you know, pulling people in. And so I want to sort of go on to the next thing here is like, you know, the Peach Award, you know, we got a lot of people who start in on POGL, but the Peach Award is for, you know, people who sort of get involved and sort of stay, you know, really active early on. So Kayla, continue on with this story. You know, Rick said, hey, and so what kept you said, okay, why didn't you run screaming for the hills and why did you decide to stay and stick with it?
So I think the world kind of just happened at a weird time for me. Mm-hmm. I just wrote my speech for PNM, and you'll probably mm-hmm. hear a lot of this again, but mm-hmm. You know, the world shut down, COVID hit. The funding for the grant got revoked, and you know, we all got locked in our houses for weeks, months, you know. I had found out I was pregnant. Everything just happened at once, right? So I had COVID hit, and then I had a baby, and then I was stuck at home on maternity leave. Like, I just wrote a book when all of that happened. It just,
that's what you do when you're sort of shut in, right? You just sit down and start writing POGL activities.
Yeah. Okay. And then, you know, it mm-hmm. morphed into using it in the classroom and starting to collect data on it and mm-hmm. and watching this thing work for students that I never imagined this to work for. It's morphed into me using it for my conditionally admitted students. And it just seems to be a method that works for students that like the traditional way just didn't work for them. Right.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Rick just keeps like talking me into things, I think. So now I classroom tested the finite math book. And I mean, it just has... I love doing it. It's developed into something so interesting and motivating for me.
Right. Yeah. And you've also now developed connections with the other mathematicians within mm-hmm. the project, I'm guessing, to sort of bounce ideas off of and things like that. Yeah. So Amy, you got roped in by, you know, another one of these people who just sort of says, hey, and actually from your story, I'm kind of surprised that Mary didn't pull you in sooner, but maybe she was just sort of like, you know, enticing you in. So tell us a little bit about sort of what you've been doing as you've been getting involved more with the project.
Right. Well, during the time that we were working on the collections, I had quite a number of things going on, and we had some pretty significant things happen in our family, some losses, and I was also working on my master's degree at the time during mm-hmm. COVID, and so all of that, it was really lovely to have Pogle to kind of be this thing where I could set aside other stuff and just work on something that brought me great joy to kind of create a very that's useful cool. yeah. for my classroom. And at heart, I'm really a classroom teacher, but I think all science teachers are also researchers. I think we just don't mm-hmm. put that away ever. And so I have my students for 3 years, and sometimes 4 or 5, because I teach high school now. And it's really fun. It's just kind of like my own little personal ongoing action research project. And Pogle okay. is such a big part of that. Just how are we doing at getting those concepts down? What happens when they leave our classroom and go to other schools or go to college? And mm-hmm. and over and over again, I just found myself like kids really responding so strongly to Pogle that I just kept staying involved. Does that make sense?
Right. Like, oh yeah.
Out there, how can we pull that in? And like this year, I taught physical science for the first year, and I used a lot of the conceptual physics Pogles to just explore those basic ideas before we delved into the curriculum that I have to right. use. And so, so I just kept being pulled back to that. It was just such a good model for my students, and I think students everywhere. Just it's something they just right. get into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I think it's great that you're sort of bringing it to an arena or an audience that we haven't served, you know, greatly yet in Pogle. We have a lot of the high school stuff, but that's typically upper level. And so bringing it down to lower grades, I think is important work. So you've done this, you know, now that, you know, Mary roped you in and you've sort of been actively doing things. So tell us a little bit about what receiving recognition in the Pogle, in the Peach Award means to you. What is it, you know?
Well, it means so much to me. I mean, I feel like little imposter syndrome because I'm very humbled by it.
Every award winner I've interviewed sort of seems to indicate that they have some sort of imposter syndrome. And I'm going to iterate now. No, this was not a mistake. Sorry about that. Yeah.
It's very humbling. It's very humbling. And it means a lot to me. We worked on those collections mm-hmm. a long time, and I just want them to be a tool that's useful for middle school teachers and even, you know, like high school teachers that are teaching some, you know, more basic science classes. And so it's really a joyful thing. And I have a story that just kind of sums it up for me is while I was working on my master's degree, I had a friend named Chelsea that was in several classes with me. And I talked about Pogle. I used Pogle on my action research project. And I talked a little bit about, you know, what I'd done, but we were focusing on other things. And we were sitting at dinner one night, and she got really excited to show me a new resource she'd gotten that day. And it was the Earth and Space Science Activities Pogle. And mm-hmm. and she didn't realize I was involved with it. And I was like, oh, I know that.
Yeah.
And then she called me later and she was like, you're the one, you're one of the people that worked on it. And I was like, yeah. And so but it was so meaningful to me to see it going out and actually being used in a classroom and being right. used meaningfully. And I think that's really it for me. It just, I want them to, I think Lori and Mary and I referred to him a couple of times as our book babies, and we want them to go right. out and live good lives and be
right. yeah.
mm-hmm. and useful. Yep. And yeah.
Yeah. So Kayla, how do you know, How do you feel? Like, you know, so you get this award for something that, you know, I'm just sitting around, it's COVID, I had a baby, I'm just writing stuff. Oh, and here's an award for doing all this work. How does it, you know, what's that mean to you?
I mean, I think anybody that does, you know, something that takes a lot of time and energy and effort to get validation and recognition for that, I mean, that means the world to me. I too have some imposter syndrome, right? Like, I had no idea this was coming.
Right.
When Rick emailed me that he wanted to talk, I thought I was in trouble for something. So it was right. I was like, what did I do wrong? But it's really been like a fun ride. I really like how much the Pogo Project has done. Like, I teach a subject that, you know, a lot of kids don't want to be in my class. Yeah. They mm-hmm. don't. And sometimes, you know, that can weigh on you as a teacher
mm-hmm.
because yeah. you're trying different things, right? And you're getting a lot of pushback. And just to see, I've gotten a couple emails from people that have used it, just to see there be some positive feedback and recognition on it, it's been fun. I had a parent at the daycare recognize me from the newspaper holding a MacBook, which was really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been fun.
Okay. Nice. So, all right. The Peach Award is for early achievement within the project, and we do not expect your achievements in the project to end with this award. So Kayla, I'm going to go right back to you. What do you see, going forward, continuing with professional development and working with the project? What do you want to get involved with, or, you know?
So I had sat down for dinner one night with Trisha Shepherd and mm-hmm. Sean Garrow.
Oh, yes, right. Also University of Pittsburgh people.
Yeah, yeah. And Sean at one point in the dinner said, so how do you feel about calculus too?
Uh-oh. And you didn't, and you didn't run away.
Well, my favorite thing to teach is algebra. And then mm-hmm. my second favorite thing to teach is calculus too. Okay. So I was like, all right. I love it. And that's been my next goal. So I have a sabbatical coming up here okay. in the spring, and I've already started. I have like 4 or 5 activities drafted, but right. my goal is to start to put together a collection for Calc 2. I really want to see Pogel reach those main courses right. in math.
Right. Rather than just those introductory level stuff, the things that the real meat of college level math.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Cool. I look forward to seeing that on the lexicon of, you know, the Pogo library. So Amy, what about you? What's, you know, you've achieved so much, but just so you know, you're not done.
Well, I really, it was such a lovely experience to do that with Mary and Lori and Kim mm-hmm. on the first one. But I don't think I could do it on my own for sure. But the four of us or the three of us working on stuff is like the best brain ever. So
yep,
I love the collaboration that I've experienced in Powell. And mm-hmm. I would really love to keep working on collections. And I'm a great guinea pig because I will take it to my students, and they, being middle schoolers, will give you very honest feedback.
Oh, so, yes.
Wow, that model is really dumb, you know? And what, that was hard, you know? I didn't understand mm-hmm. what you're trying to say. And right. I would love to keep testing, collaborating. And I'm interested in like exploring some places where there aren't just like Kayla, where there's not maybe a collection of activities yet written. And
right.
I do every other year teach sixth grade math. And that's really just where they're starting to get, it's like pre-algebra for us. And I would love to see some more math activities geared towards early middle school. So Kayla.
Right. Yeah. Oh, we have just started a collaboration on the Pogel podcast.
And I'm not a mathematician. So, I mean, right. so I would be the person telling you when it's not really clear. So,
yeah. Well, and I had a high schooler send Mary actually an email. She had suggested the book, and it was a high school student, I think, or maybe he was going into college. Use it and say like, why didn't I learn this way
yeah. right.
before? So I mean, I would love to take the college algebra collection and start paring it down to fit high school level and in school. Yeah.
I think it'd make a huge difference.
All right, folks, you heard it here first. Okay. On the Pogo podcast. Hey, Amy and Kayla, thanks for taking some time to chat with me. This has been great. I loved hearing your stories. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
On winning the 2024 Peach Award. And I look forward to seeing your stuff down the pike.
Thanks.
Thanks.
The other award we celebrate today is the Impact Award, presented to veteran practitioners who have made a sustained impact on the project and the Pogo community. This year, our Impact winners are Sally Honeycutt of Virginia Commonwealth University and Gail Webster, who after 25 years of teaching high school and college chemistry, is now a senior STEM analyst with strategic analysis in Arlington, Virginia. Siobhan Julian was able to spend some time with our Impact Award winners.
I am very excited to be here today speaking with our Pogo Impact Award winners, both of whom have been very inspirational for me as a newer member of the Pogo practice, and both of whom I look up to incredibly. So I am here with Gail and Sally. Gail and Sally, thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you for having us and hosting us.
Good to be here.
And the first question for our award winners, what brought you to Pogo and how did you get started with Pogo? Sally, I'll start with you.
I think the first time I heard about Pogo was through one of the New Traditions workshops that was sponsored by the National Science Foundation. And I saw the old original video with Rick walking around the classroom, facilitating some Pogo activities. And then not long after that, I got an invitation, I think because I had gone to the New Traditions workshop, I got an invitation to go to the first 3-day Pogo workshop, which happened to be at my alma mater. So I was pretty psyched I could just take a train down and be at my alma mater. So that was my
wow
indoctrination in the early 2000s. Not wow quite. I still looked up the actual date. Don't remember.
I love that you said that that was the first 3-day Pogo workshop.
What that would be, yeah, it was with the first big NSF grant. So was immediately welcomed by Diane Bunce, Jim Spencer, Rick Moog. It was just Troy Wolfskill was there. At Jennifer Lewis was there, and they just made me feel really welcome.
What was your feeling after that? Where you were like, no, this is something I want to be a part of.
Well, I really liked, so it was challenging when we first started doing the activities. I was like,
sure.
What here? But I could immediately see the value of it and just immediately started thinking about how can we do this. And then the other part was the fact that everyone made me feel really welcome.
Yeah.
And immediately started talking. Jim Spencer in particular pulled me aside, said, you know, hey, you're a big university. How can we help you? You know, and Jennifer had lots of great ideas because she was also at a large university. So.
Oh, love that. Gail, same question. What brought you to Pogo? How did you get started with it?
Well, so I had been teaching at a couple of different places, and I always tried to do student-centered things in the classroom, paired problem solving. I broke students into groups, did things before there was Pogo, before I knew about Pogo. And when I started teaching at a small college, my colleagues had been to a Pogo workshop at a BCCE. So I've been teaching just regular, you know, lecture classes. And they decided that we were going to move the whole curriculum, starting with Gen Chem to Pogo. I hadn't been to the workshop yet. I kind of, because I had been doing things like that in the classroom, I was a little more comfortable with, you know, facilitating small groups because I had done that as a high school teacher. And I even had done it when I was at NC State in big classes. I had a lot of students that would pair up and I'd have them go to the board and such like that. So I began doing Pogo without ever having gone to a POGLE workshop. So I think it was either half a year through or a whole year through. I went to a half day workshop at a CERMAX, the Southeastern Regional Meeting for the ACS. And Andre Stramanis was the facilitator. And so it was kind of more reflective of a workshop, because thinking about what I was doing and then kind of learning about more about what POGLE was all about. So I was already doing it before I went to the workshop. So that was kind of interesting.
My own experience, just a little bit of like you were looking, I really related to what you said, where you were already trying to do, you know, student-centered, inquiry-based activities in your classroom, almost looking for something like POGLE, and then suddenly mm-hmm. POGLE comes along and you're like, yeah, this
yep,
is...
Yep, that was exactly right.
Like, this is what I was looking for. Yeah.
There's and what about... Structure. Yeah.
What was that, Sally?
Gives you that structure.
Yeah, exactly. It clarified how to do this effectively, efficiently. And
yeah.
And Gail, how did you start... how did you first get involved in the POGLE project?
I had given a presentation at a national ACS meeting in Atlanta. And after the meeting, Rick called and said, we'd like for you to come to a POGLE national meeting. And so when Rick calls and says he wants you to do something, you kind of do it. So yeah. That's what happened. So I went to my first PNM at the College of Charleston. I can't remember what year it was. I put it out, you know, it was a long time ago. And that's how I got started. And I've been involved since.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, we are here tonight specifically to talk about the Impact Award. So what does this award mean to you? And Gail, I'll go back to you on this. What does getting the Impact Award mean for you?
It means an awful lot to me to be recognized by people that I admire so much.
Yeah.
And it's also really meaningful to have Sally get the award at the same time, because we were one of the original too, like in the Southeast, when we started having, you know, the regional groups, it was the Southeast that did a lot of the initial little meetings and 3-day workshops and things like that. So it just is affirming, and it makes a lot of the extra work that you do all along worthwhile, just seem
validated.
Validated. And it just, there are so many people in the project who I have really learned so much from. And I've tried to think about the way they approach things and kind of understand how they've changed their teaching practice. And I've tried to modify mine. And I think every time I'm around people from the POGLE project, I just learn so much. And I think, you know, that's just to have those kinds of people think that you're worthy of something of this, which I still don't really feel like I am. That's very, very meaningful.
Absolutely. Sally, same question. What does this award mean to you?
Like everything Gail just said.
Yep.
Maybe I'll try to say it a little differently. I was just so absolutely thrilled to be getting it at the same time as Gail, and super excited that we're going to both be at PNM this year and get to spend some time together. Gail and Melissa came to my surprise 60th birthday party, right? So POGLE is like, you know, my best friends are in POGLE, right? And Suzanne Reuter as well. So it just means a lot to have this community recognize you. It's humbling too, because everyone deserves this award. There's so many people who have contributed. So, you know, Siobhan, you deserve this award. I mean, you know, it just, Wayne deserves this award. It's, there's so many people that have had.
Polite disagree, but okay.
And everyone reacts that way, right? I mean,
yeah, yeah.
It's really great to participate in something where everyone, we're all in different places, different backgrounds, but we kind of all have a common goal, and we bring our differences together to achieve that goal, which I think is really fantastic.
Absolutely. The Impact Award really recognizes significant contributions to the project over a length of time, implying that you've been involved with the project for a length of time. So, Sally, what are some of your general reflections on your time with the Pogel project? Like, for example, what are some highlights? What were some of the things that you're proudest of?
Well, I guess I'm thinking about reflecting. So one is, I was listening to the most recent podcast, and Siobhan, I'm not going to get it exactly right, but you said the greatest strength of the Pogel project is its people, something like that.
That does sound like me, yes.
And both working, being on steering committee and participating and being in part of the group that helped get the PAC sort of started and off the ground, and the Southeast regional meeting. So those are all people, and the, just thinking back on those relationships and how important they are. And then of course the PCHEM lab project, I think reflecting on those people and what I've learned from them, you know, like watching Gail facilitate a workshop is really a highlight, right? She's awesome. And so I get to learn from her, like she was saying. I think for me professionally, you know, I've been able to take a lot of the project ideas in the project, and they've become a part of who I am and allowed me to grow in my career in ways that, I don't know that I would have anticipated. And then I guess when I think about the number of workshops, like if, when I start tallying up numbers, mostly of them are through the PCHEM lab. There's just a lot of workshops. So, yeah. So.
Love it. Just something that you mentioned just now really resonated with me, and that, yeah, my involvement with the Pogel project, although it only goes back at this point, like 5-6 years or so, but it has had a significant effect on my career in that time, professionally speaking. Like, it's taken me places that I really never thought I could go, which has been unexpected and lovely. All right, Gail, same question. Reflections on your time with the Pogel project.
There are so many highlights. This working with everybody in the Southeast region when we got that started was really great, and to see it grow and to see it go from like we had like a little one day thing once at Agnes Scott College, and then it grew the next year to a couple a day, maybe a 3-day workshop, and we had those for several years, and that was great. I mean, I credit Pogel with me being able to get tenure and promotion in my last job. If it hadn't been for the types of projects and the people I met and the connections I was able to make, I would not have gotten tenure. I wouldn't have had the scholarly growth. I wouldn't have had the things to implement in my teaching that were creative. And at a small college, you can use things like that. You know, you can say, I did this in my class, and this is, you know, this is something different that a lot of people don't do in their classroom. So being able to go to meetings and present and just get the feedback from people to really grow that way. I'm really proud of the workshops that Michael Bruno and I have put together. on inclusive excellence and on DEIA. We started doing that in the POGLE project before everybody else started it. And I think that's really, I think that's my proudest thing, is that the project really thought long and hard about those kinds of issues before everybody was forced to think about the death of George Floyd. And really that's when you saw things just balloon, but we were already on that pathway. We were already doing the hard work to educate ourselves and to think really strategically and to think reflectively about what our role is as educators when we think about those kinds of things. I don't go to a meeting. If I lead a meeting, I try to bring a little bit of POGLE with me. Oh, you know, I don't bring inquiry-based activities necessarily, but I try to think about facilitating a room or a Zoom room in the way that I would a classroom. And people are, you know, it's kind of funny because I'm not in education anymore. I'm in the federal government, and people are just shocked at the way I interact with people and the way I bring things out of people and try to get people to talk. But I think that's something I learned from POGLE and from watching all of the excellent facilitation and thinking about facilitation. So I think that's about all I can think about right now.
Your mention of the workshop you put together with Michael Bruno on DEI, I remember, I think it was the 2019 PNM, and you were test running it, I believe. And I was there, and it had a big effect on me, just like doing that workshop and thinking about the things that you asked us to think about. And I really came away with that with a different perspective on my own teaching. So that workshop had a big effect on me. I still remember that. So thank you and you should be rightfully proud of that. That's a good one.
Thank you. It's really wonderful to hear.
And just to close this out, just any sort of final thoughts or thanks or anything you'd like to say now that you've got this opportunity on the podcast, Sally, just a thanks or something.
Yeah, I was thinking of, I don't know that I said this name yet, but I want to especially, this is when I might get a little choked up, but Frank Regan passed away just recently, and he had his huge influence on me, and particularly with laboratory projects. I still remember doing his sort of 1-hour workshop at POGLE National Meeting, and then going to Berry College for a 3-day lab workshop. And that was really what got us started on the POGLE PCHEM lab project. And Frank was, he was just unbelievable. And then I also had an opportunity to facilitate at Rio Grande College, which is this teeny tiny little school in southeastern Ohio, right at the where the Ohio River comes in there. And so a gentleman, an incredible educator, just a great person, great human. And so I just want to recognize and remember Frank.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gail, any sort of final wrap-up thoughts from you?
There are so many people to thank within the POGLE project. People that, you know, are there for you when you don't even realize you need somebody to be there for you. You know, just when I moved up to Washington to do my fellowship, people in the POGLE project that were just passing through, you know, called me and said, "Hey, I'm coming through. Let's go out to dinner." And honestly, some of the best friendships I have are through this group. And it's not that I see the people every day or talk to them every day, but when I'm with them, it's meaningful, it's deep conversations, and the connections are there. And I think that's especially true of a lot of the women in the POGLE project. You know, there's a whole group of us that meet once a month over Zoom. And we just, you know, talk about life and our careers and our kids and our families and everything. And I don't know what I'd do without those people. So it's been a tremendous bit of support when I needed it. And I hope I've been able to be like that for some other people in the project, because everybody here has been so gracious about so much. I mean, when you're at a meeting and you say, I'd like to do something like that, just the volunteerism that comes out, well, you know, oh, I have something like that, I'll send it to you.
Yep.
It's not just a passing, I'll send it to you. It's like, it's sent to you that day.
Yeah.
So it's just a very welcoming and supportive group. And I'm thankful for everyone I've met.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. All right. Gail Webster, Sally Honeycutt, the 2024 awardees for the Impact Award. Thank you so much for speaking with me here tonight.
Thank you, Sean.
Well, congratulations to all our awardees. If you are attending PNM this year, make sure that you get a chance to congratulate our winners in person as we celebrate their accomplishments. Check out our show notes for links to the website with more information about the awards and our recipients. This is a wrap for season 4 of the Pogo Podcast. Thanks to Alex and Siobhan for another great season, and to Marcy DeBroff for all she does behind the scenes. Until we return next fall, take care, everybody, and keep on pogolin'.